The House on Thursday afternoon gave its strong support to a highway safety bill that includes the primary enforcement of Vermont's seatbelt law. VPR's Bob Kinzel explains.
Under current law, a driver must be pulled over for a different traffic offense in order to receive a ticket for not wearing a seatbelt. This bill allows law enforcement officials to stop a car if they see a driver or any passengers not buckled up. It's estimated that more than half of all traffic fatalities in Vermont involve victims who didn't have a seatbelt on. House Transportation Chairman Pat Brennan told lawmakers that he used to be against what's called primary enforcement, but that several fatal car crashes this past summer changed his mind.
We don't rank very high here in Vermont when it comes to highway safety. So we're trying to make that better. I think this bill goes a long way. It's a great start in doing that. And, you know, this summer really brought things to light. We had a rash of unbelted deaths.
Clarendon Representative Dave Potter is the vice chairman of the Transportation Committee. He also urged his colleagues to support the bill.
One either votes to save three or four lives a year, millions of dollars in medical expense, Medicare expense, life insurance premiums, disability payments, and untold family grief. And so the time has come.
Burlington Representative Brian Cena voted for the bill, but expressed concerns about the impact it could have, quote, on people of color and immigrants.
A biased police officer will find any reason to pull a person over. So the bigger issue here isn't whether or not people are wearing seatbelts. It's systemic racism.
Committee Chairman Brennan says another key part of the bill imposes additional penalties for drivers who are found to be under the influence of alcohol or drugs when minors are in the vehicle.
I wouldn't say an epidemic, but it's an ever-increasing problem on Vermont's roads where we have people arrested for 2, 3, 4 times the legal limit, and they've got a minor in the car.
The bill also increases penalties for younger drivers who use handheld electronic devices. The bill is scheduled to come up for final consideration in the House later today. Backers of the legislation say they're optimistic that the proposal will pass the Senate later in the session. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.